Brown in front, winds, fire, swing, and a miss. And she comes back with a three-pitch strikeout, nasty. One away in the top of the first. Maya Brown's awake now, trust me. A ball and two strikes. Sarah Finn, a leadoff home run for Illini Bluffs. It's 1-0, 1-2 pitch. Another check swing, and that's strike three called. So she fooled her on three straight pitches. Back-to-back strikeouts for Maya Brown and the Ridgewood Spartans, and there are two away here in the bottom of the first inning. 1-2 pitch on its way to low. Nice. Breaking ball, strike three called, and Maya Brown has her third strikeout of the day. Two up and two down for her in the top of the second. Payoff pitch again to Lewis from Ellison. Here it is. Breaking ball, bounce back up middle off the pitcher's glove, and no play for the shortstop Eaton. An infield single after a long at-bat from Kerrigan Lewis out of the nine spot.
That was beautiful. I'll tell you what. I love slappers. I love speed. I love left-handed batters. Especially Morgan. Morgan hit another double.
So here we go. The Ridgewood fans making some noise. They have runners at second and third with one out in the bottom of the third inning, trailing 1-0 in the state title game. First pitch to Maya Brown. They are throwing to her. The ball gets away from the catcher. Here comes Lewis, and she scores, and it's 1-1 in the bottom of the third. Dean moves to third base. Pitch to Brown, swung on, grounded up the middle. The shortstop thought about coming home, then throws to first, and she skipped the throw, and Brown's safe. Dean scores 2-1 Ridgewood in the bottom of the third inning. 3-2 pitch to work, grounded to the right side. It's two for a hit. Here comes Lindsay, the right fielder throws it. It's cut off, and it's 3-1. Ridgewood extends the lead in the bottom of the sixth. A pinch hit, two-out RBI single from Brindley Wirt.
And that was a selfless at-bat. She let the ball get deep, did a great job keeping her hands inside and just taking what the pitcher gave her. She knew she wanted to hit behind the runner, and she went right between the first baseman and second baseman, drove in another run.
It is the top of the seventh inning. Ridgewood leads Illini Bluffs 3-1 in the state championship game. John Nelson, you've been in this setting a few times. How does it feel going to the field trying to get the last three outs for a state title?
You want to throw strike one, you want to get the first player out. That's it. That's all they're focused on right now. One pitch, one out at a time.
5-6-7 due up for the Illini Bluffs Tigers as they're looking to... They got to at least score two to prolong the game. They have just two hits today. Off of Maya Brown, the player to lead off the top of the seventh for Illini Bluffs will be the pitcher Cora Ellison. Then Morgan Lowe and Annabelle Raymer to follow her. 5-6-7 due up, 3-1 Ridgewood leads in the top of the seventh of the Class 1A state championship game.
Maya's ready to go. Ridgewood playing straight up. Their outfielders are playing a little bit deeper right now. Four batter. They got 4-5-6 coming up.
First pitch to Ellison on its way here from Brown. First pitch swing, and she fouls it back. It's 0-1.
That was a good pitch. It was a curveball below the knees. Good pitcher's pitch there that they chased on.
No balls and a strike to Cora Ellison. Ridgewood in the field. Three outs away from the first ever state championship in program history. This is the first time they've ever played for the state championship. 0-1 pitch from Brown. That's in there for a strike. Check that. No, it's a ball inside. It's 1-1. I thought that was over the inside corner.
Actually, I almost hit the batter's back shoulder.
1-1. Good location there for Maya Brown, doesn't get the call.
Back elbow. Body parts are a problem for me.
1-1 pitch taken the other way. That's fouled out of play, and Brown now ahead of Cora Ellison. A ball and two strikes.
Did you take anatomy at Augie?
No, I didn't take very many science classes.
Yeah, I can't even spell science.
I think I had to take one general science class, and that was enough for me.
So you didn't have to take the organic chemistry?
Did not take organic chemistry. 1-2 pitch. Oh. Inside, she roped it into the Ridgewood dugout. Foul, and it's 1-2.
That ball was going to hit the batter, and she swung around the ball and hit it into the Ridgewood dugout and hit Coach Brian Brown right in his hand. Coach Brian is my first base coach on the Havoc, too, and I'm telling you right now, he gets hit more than any other coach I've ever seen.
It's like he's got a magnet on him.
He does.
So 1-2, that ball was smoked into the Ridgewood dugout.
That easily had a 75-mile-an-hour exit velo.
So Maya Brown ahead of Cora Ellison here, 1-2, and now time is going to be called by the batter, Ellison.
I promise you, though, we get these three outs, Brian's not going to be feeling any pain at all.
No, not till tomorrow.
Nope, Coach Brown's going to be just fine.
1-2 pitch on its way, swinging and a miss, and a strikeout for Brown to start the top of the seventh, two outs away.
came back with a sweeping curveball. That's getting to be a little bit of a more popular pitch in Major League Baseball as well, the sweeper. And that's what I would call that pitch. It started breaking a lot earlier, swept across the outside corner. Batter missed it by about 4 inches.
Morgan Lowe to the plate, the designated player. First pitch from Maya Brown, swung on and fouled back 0-1.
Illini Bluffs coming out swinging at first pitches, two batters in a row. That ball was out of the zone a little bit. Nice low rise ball at the shoulders.
0-1. Postseason path for Ridgewood the past week. They had to defeat a team in the sectional championship, West Central, who they lost to twice in the regular season. They came from behind down to their final out in the super sectional to beat East Dubuque 6-4 after trailing 4-2 with two outs in the top of the seventh inning. And now here, two outs away from a state championship. Maya Brown has been outstanding all season long in the pitcher circle ahead of Morgan Lowe here, 0-1. Pitch on its way. Changeup Fuller is taken for a strike, 0-2.
Right down Broadway. Great pitch, Maya. Locked her up. Maya's going to Parkland College next year to compete.
0-2. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss and a rise ball. Two outs in the top of the seventh. One out away for a state title for Ridgewood.
This is awesome.
It's up to Annabelle Raymer, the 7-0 hitter for the Illini Bluffs Tigers, batting with nobody on and two outs. 3-1 Ridgewood leads in the top of the seventh of the Class 1A state championship game. Trying to win the program's first ever state title. Maya Brown delivers to Raymer. That is taken low. It's 1-0 as fans come to their feet on the Ridgewood Spartan side.
Go, Maya Brown. Go, Ridgewood. Finish him off.
1-0. Pitch on its way, and that is taken on the outside corner for a strike. 1-1.
Curveball. Called strike one. Ridgewood fans ready to erupt.
1-1 pitch. Here it is to Raymer. That one is on the outside corner again. It's 1-2.
Called strike. Maya's now one strike away from leading her Ridgewood Spartans to a 1A state title.
Illini Bluffs down to their final strike. 1-2. Nobody on. Two outs. 3-1 the Ridgewood lead in the top of the seventh of the 1A state championship game. Here's the 1-2 pitch. On its way. Swing and a miss. Maya Brown slams the door. Ridgewood wins a state title for the first time ever. The 2024 Class 1A state champions. The final score, Ridgewood 3, Illini Bluffs 1.
Maya was absolutely just throwing knockout punch after knockout punch after the first batter of the game. Only gave up one other hit the rest of the game. Gave up a leadoff home run and then another hit down the left field line. Other than that, just strikeouts and soft contact.
She strikes out the side to end her career, winning a state title for the Ridgewood Spartans. As Brown, more than 800 strikeouts for her career, where she was starting to creep up on 350 strikeouts for the season. And Ridgewood, the state champions in Class 1A in 2024, knocking off Illini Bluffs by a final score of 3-1.